This is episode 1842 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today. Consistency is the key to realizing the beautiful benefits of meditation. In fact, it's better to meditate for shorter amounts of time consistently than it is to meditate less often, but for longer duration. So shorter, more consistent meditations will give you the best benefits. And it has to do with rewiring or creating new neural pathways in your brain. It's so similar to exercise or any other habit or ritual you might do. If you were to do a high endurance workout once a week, it wouldn't benefit you as much as doing a lower impact, shorter workout several times a week. So meditation impacts your brain in a similar way as exercise works out your muscles. So consistency is the key. That's why I share with you a daily meditation technique. And we continue along with our series on managing social anxiety. Throughout this week, you have discovered a different meditation technique to help you manage the most intense anxiety people experience, and that is social anxiety. And you have discovered that social anxiety has to do with a fear of how others perceive you. We have such a human need for connection. And when we feel as though we're being rejected in any way, we can feel incredible anxiety. And this is especially true if you did experience intense social anxiety when you were younger. So it started you on a path where that registered within your brain and your body. And so when you are in social situations, you can experience extreme anxiety, whether or not you are not doing so well, and so that's causing you anxiety. Maybe you're speaking before an audience and you keep stumbling over your words, or you forget what you're going to say, or you're performing exceptionally well. You speak confidently, you impact an audience. You can still experience social anxiety because you may worry about showing others up. You may worry about performing so well that others become resentful towards you. These are both types of social anxiety, whether you do well or whether you don't do so well. It all has to do with how you feel about how others perceive you. I'd like you to remember a ratio. This is a ratio of 1 to 5. As I explored this topic, which was fascinating to research and discover all the hope there is in managing social anxiety, and I hope you gained some of those tools throughout this series. We are at the tail end of the series. Well, one of the things I discovered is that when you have a negative experience, it can take 5 positive experiences to dilute that negative experience. You'll still remember that negative experience and it may still cause you stress. But when you have more and more, at least 5 positive experiences relating to the stressful experience you may have experienced, then this will help lessen that experience's impact on your life. So let's say that you feel really anxious when you're around a particular group of people. These people may have ridiculed you in the past, and you feel real anxiety when you're around them. Well, if you could maybe start to have some positive experiences with this group, and the more positive experiences you have with this group, soon you won't feel that same intensity in regard to your anxiety as you did before. And as I mentioned in previous episodes this week, if you could start small, so maybe you could start with approaching one member of that group and building a solid relationship with that person to where you really feel connected to them and they feel connected to you. And then you might do the same with another member of the group. Or you might share something with the group that you know they would appreciate, and it's a part of you they may not have ever really seen. And so they begin to see you in a new light. Now, you could always not spend time with groups of people that cause you social anxiety, but sometimes that's not always possible. So break down your social anxiety into manageable chunks and create positive experiences regarding that anxiety. Again, the ratio is 1 to 5. So if that one negative experience could be replaced or enhanced by 5 positive experiences, you will find that your social anxiety may become greatly reduced. Try it and see how that works for you. Well, in today's episode, it's the next to the final episode of our series. I always layer together all the meditation techniques you've explored throughout the series. This is what I encourage you to do each time you sit down to meditate. I layer together the techniques. When you layer the techniques together, you are better able to calm your mind and body so that you can experience a deeper inner peace and go a little more deeply into your meditation. Now, if you'd like to go more deeply into a half-hour guided meditation, I offer a daily guided meditation on my Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free. This will go away soon, but for now, I invite you to try the app for 2 weeks free access to over 1,800 guided meditations and a journal and a slowdown guide customized with each week's theme. Those are very valuable tools. So I'm told by people who regularly use the app. So again, the Sip and Om meditation app to go a little more deeply into this week's theme. Wherever you are, as you get ready to do the meditation techniques today, honor yourself for all you are and all you're doing for yourself. It's not easy to create a ritual like meditation. Meditation requires you to interiorize, to reflect more on your life, and this can be difficult. It's much easier to do something active or that doesn't require you to do much inner reflection. But this doesn't really help you to improve the kind of life you lead or the kind of person you are. So you are doing a great thing for yourself as you meditate. So settle yourself down and begin to calm your mind and body. You can begin with repeating this week's affirmation. Life's harmonies are mine. Life's harmonies are mine. Life's harmonies are mine. You could do this week's Kesapana Mudra, which helps you to focus your thoughts and uplift your thoughts. To do the mudra, place your hands at your chest or at your navel, intertwine your fingers, and then stretch up your two index fingers, touching them together. And then place your left thumb over your right thumb to uplift your thoughts. Hold this Kesapana Mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so. Begin to notice your breath, inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Inhale to the count of three and exhale, extending it out to the count of six. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. You can continue with your breathing technique, especially if your mind wanders when you meditate. Bring it back to your breath to refocus your thoughts. For now, sit in stillness. You could visualize your first chakra at your tailbone, where you are seated there, and visualize the color red supporting you with its strength. Feel yourself grounded, connected to your true inner nature, those qualities about you that are eternal. You are so worth slowing down for.